There were 59 school district referendum questions on the ballot, seeking a total of nearly $1.2 billion in borrowing authority and additional revenue. Voters approved nearly three-quarters of those. Dan Rossmiller is a government affairs specialist with the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. He says state limits on local property taxes have made it hard for school districts to keep pace with inflation.
It's always a tough decision with a school referendum because essentially you're voting to raise your own property taxes, but it's encouraging that people are willing to do that.
The largest referendum came from the Neenah Joint School District. It asked voters for permission to borrow $129 million for construction and renovations. The measure failed to pass by less than 500 votes. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.